Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Wallet Wisdom, a podcast presented by LMCU. If you are new to the show or have been listening for a while now, Wallet Wisdom is designed to help break down some of banking's more complex and confusing questions. I'm your host, Brett, and I can't wait to dive into today's episode. Well, again, we are so excited to have Chad and Julie here on the podcast today to share a little bit about what's happening with the Fed rate and also just how that can impact different parts of our finances, including things like home equity. So welcome to Wallet Wisdom, Chad.
Well, thank you. Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Yeah. And Julie, welcome.
Thank you.
Before we get started, I'd love for listeners to get to know just a little bit about both of you, what you do for the credit union and, you know, how long you've been a part of the credit union.
Sure. I've been here 6 years in the secondary marketing department. We set mortgage rates and protect the credit union's risk associated with those rates.
Gotcha. So I'm going to bet when the rates were super low, like 4 years ago, that had been a crazy time for you guys too. And all the changes in the rates and everything was just going crazy.
Absolutely. Just lots of business and, you know, trying to get rid, you know, protect the credit union's risk with those interest rates being so low.
For sure. For sure. And Julie.
Yeah. So I'm Julie and I have been with Lake Michigan Credit Union for 15 years. I've held many, many roles throughout the credit union from retail to back office. And then I ended up in mortgages about 10 years ago and fell in love with the chaos. It was great. And ended up getting promoted up to being the director of home equity. And that's where I'm at now and have been for a little over a year now.
That's incredible. And, you know, I think that's been one of the fun parts about doing this podcast is that I'm not really financially savvy. I've got a film background, you know, I make the content stuff, right? But through hosting this, I've learned so much about all the different parts. And, you know, my biggest confusion for so long has been like, the difference between mortgage and a home equity, because they seem like similar products because they have to do with your home, but they can still be very different as well. And, you know, I'm glad we're going to tackle a little bit about what home equities are and really some of the power behind what you can do with that. Yeah. But I think before we do, I know it's a pretty big topic right now, and it has been over the last couple of years, where our Fed rate is, Federal Reserve is coming together to decide, you know, are we going to lower rates? Are we going to increase rates? Keep rates neutral. And Chad, you know, with what you were saying about keeping the risk for the credit union low and setting those prices, can you share a little bit, how does the Fed rate really impact that? Because we have done an episode before on how that can impact other parts of finance, like a mortgage rate or whatnot. But I know home equity is a little different, but can you share a little about that?
Yeah. So for mortgage, the price, the market starts pricing in what the Fed is going to do well in advance. So we're looking months and year and a half down the road right now to see what the Fed is going to do and if they're going to cut rates, hold rates, or potentially increase rates. So that starts getting priced into the mortgage well before the Fed makes a move.
Okay, sure, sure. So when, you know, I guess for listeners, when they're thinking about the fact that the rates could be changing, you know, Julie, I know that's going to impact a little bit in how, you know, our rates are going to impact as far as what our members are going to expect in a home equity. So what can a home equity line of credit really start to help people to achieve?
So with the home equity line of credits, those are based off of the prime rate. So we do follow what the feds do. So if they raise rates, they lower rates, that's going to impact people's budget. So obviously, if it increases their budget, their payments are going to also increase. So
sure.
With a line of credits, they are great for those transactions of maybe I want to pay off debt. Maybe sure. I want to use this for my dream kitchen or basement.
Yes.
I'm more of a closet person myself. Okay. I want the big closet.
Organization.
Oh, you betcha.
Absolutely.
So, but the line of credit is really that great product that people can draw off of when they need those funds.
Sure. Sure. Well, and you actually were talking my love language, which is food and a kitchen. For listeners that have been tuning in for a while, they know I have dreamed of a new kitchen for, I mean, what has been almost 5 years. So an equity line of credit could really help with that.
It could. Absolutely. You know, come talk to my yeah. We'll get you started on the application.
See, it's that easy.
It is. It totally is.
So I guess, you know, what what, just to kind of break it down for listeners, if they're not familiar with a home equity line of credit, mm-hmm. how does that work? Where is that, you know, line of credit coming from? And how could someone tap into a home equity line of credit?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people don't know that it is the equity that you still have in your house. So you're looking at your estimated value and then minus out your current existing mortgage. That difference in there is going to be how much equity you have. If you don't have a mortgage, congratulations, you have 100% equity.
That's great.
But a lot of lenders will only lend up to a certain percentage and won't utilize that full 100% with both your combined balances.
So really, it's kind of like a credit card in the sense that my equity that I have in my home is the collateral, if you will, that amount. Okay. I love that. And so then it really does have to, like you said, if the Fed rates are changing, that could change then your payment. Is that how that works?
That's exactly how it works. So with our line of credits, those are based on that variable rate. Now, we do have fixed rate loans for second mortgages or home equity loans. And those are going to be fixed rate. The rate never changes. The lines of credit, though, those will change.
Those will change. Yeah. Sure. And I think that that's good for listeners to understand because, you know, sometimes that could be really good. You know, as the rates go down, I mean, your overall rate goes down. Obviously, it's never great when it's going back up. So I've heard that right now, at least, we've got like, it's kind of historical lows for home equity line of credit. Like the rates are really low. So it could be a really good time for you to maybe consider looking into something like that. How do listeners kind of start that process then?
Yeah, so you can actually visit any of our branch locations, go online and apply there, or call our consumer lending department. Everyone is here to help and happy to talk you through what may be best for you, if it's going to be a line of credit, if it's going to be a fixed rate loan. So stop by branch, give us a call. We'll get an application going for you.
Absolutely. Well, and I love that because, you know, in an age where everything seems to be digital, I think we talked about this on the podcast here and there, but, you know, certain things just make sense to go in person, talk to somebody, you know, there's a real human involved and you can have a little bit more of that trust in knowing like this information I'm getting is not from a robot.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So, you know, the other thing too, like we were just saying a minute ago where, you know, just a few years ago, historical lows in mortgages, right? The mortgage rates were down like, what, 3%?
3%.
People really even saw like a 2.98. I'm like, this is unheard of, right? So for those especially that have been able to benefit from that super low rate, whether they were buying a house and getting a mortgage at that, or even if they refied at that rate, right? What does that start to look like now for those that are looking at, all right, we started to pay off our mortgage, we've got some availability. How does having that benefit also with the home equity line?
Yeah, so those rates were so low. And we don't want people to give up those rates if they don't have to. People can tap into using that home equity line of credit and us taking the second lien position and leaving that first rate alone. So we don't have to have people sacrifice that really historical low rate that they have. Makes more sense not to give that up and put people into a really good financial position while being able to draw off of a line of credit or taking out a home equity loan so that they can finance whatever projects they want.
Yeah, it's hard when you get grandfathered into something really great like that, or you get into that like really low rate. You don't want to give that up, but it doesn't mean that because you benefited from a great rate, then you can't go and get other products. By, you know, because a lot of times you're right, you put that rate in jeopardy.
Yeah.
You know, I remember the good old days of like your cell phone providers were the same way. You know, I had unlimited minutes and all the rest back in the day. It's like, I'm not giving that up. But, you know, little by little, there's all these other new benefits that come along in products that you're like, oh, well, I wish I could have best of both worlds. And it sounds like you can.
Is really absolutely.
So what can we expect when rates are going to probably stay, let's say, neutral? Like nothing ends up happening. Status quo kind of continue. What is that kind of, what can people kind of expect then?
Yeah. So, you know, the Fed has three options when they meet, right? So they can increase, decrease, or hold rates. Yeah. So if they're going to hold, rates will probably, they're going to fluctuate, at least on the first mortgage side, just because they're going to follow the market and what's going on in the market. So, and what's expected in the future with, you know, future Fed meetings. You know, if the Fed's holding, they're saying that the rate in the economy right now is doing what it should be doing. So if they decide to cut, that means they need to add stimulus to the, you know, make borrowing mm-hmm. cheaper for the consumer. And then if they have to increase, they're saying that, you know, the economy might be a little overheated.
Sure.
So they need to slow things down and you know, make borrowing more expensive, slow down spending, that type of thing.
Just a way to kind of help regulate some of the overall, like you said, the economy of things that are going on. And again, I think it's always interesting for listeners that are tuning in that just how much can be driven through our Fed rate. You know, again, we've mentioned mortgage and home equity, but there's a lot of other components of banking that really hinge on what that rate's going to be. And so I think for those that are navigating these times where it's like, we're not sure, is it going to go up, down, or whatever, how would you, being in a risk kind of scenario, how would you, I guess, navigate the risks that are associated with either do I wait, do I not wait? And I know this isn't financial advice, right? I think there's the aspect that some people are afraid that, should I wait? And I think there are times where you get caught up in decision paralysis. And you might miss out on still a really great opportunity because you're just not sure the rate's going to go up or down or whatever. You know, how do you navigate risk yourself?
So I look at it this way. If I can afford the payment and I'm happy with the product that I'm getting, I'm going to get it. Like my mortgage, for example, you know, anybody's mortgage, you can refinance that when rates go down.
Sure.
So if you can afford the payment right now, get it.
Yeah.
Don't miss out on that house or whatever it is when, you know, you want it just because
for sure
you want to play the market. I wouldn't recommend that. Yeah. And just, you know, refinance when rates go lower.
Yeah. So that, I think I'm glad you brought that up. It's, there's a lot more choice that we have with our finances than, oh, well, the ship sailed already and I'll never be able to have that again. Well, no, rates can go back down, rates can change, and you can refinance. You can go through that process of benefiting when that time comes up.
Correct.
Sometimes waiting is not always the best choice in some regards. And sometimes it is. Like you said, it's got to meet your wallet, right? If we're talking wallet wisdom, you know, your payments, they have to match what you can afford and what you're prepared to afford as well. So yep. I love that. Julie, I would love to hear of some of the cool stories of, I guess, you know, what other fun projects have you heard our members use a home equity line of credit for and a HELOC for?
Not that it's necessarily fun, but we get a lot of people needing new roofs.
Sure.
Like, that's insane. My husband and I are getting a new roof next week.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, it's part of home ownership.
It is.
And it's not a fun one. Expense, no. But it's one of those ones that we see a lot. Some people will actually do it, like I said, for projects. We're in springtime right now, and everyone loves to do something on their house. Like maybe they're putting in a pool.
Right?
Pools are really nice. Maybe more so in Florida, not so much as Michigan. We get it like 3 months out of the year, right?
Yeah.
So, but we see a lot of those ones. Some people will even take out a home equity line of credit to pay off debt, like putting them in a better financial position because maybe they have credit cards that are at a higher rate or auto loans that are a higher rate. And, you know, we can help them out by doing a home equity loan or a home equity line of credit.
I want to talk on that just a little bit more because I think for a lot of people right now in our world and in right now in our communities, finances can be a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all have started to accumulate a little bit of debt here and there, or there's a creep that comes into that. And so I think there's a very valuable resource with a home equity line of credit to do what you're talking about, getting yourself out of maybe some of those high interest debt credit cards and other things like that. So how can I start leveraging then my home equity my equity in my house to start helping pay down my debt?
Yeah, so you're going to want to take a look at what debts do you have? What are my highest interest rate ones? Then meet with somebody, talk it out and see if a home equity loan or line of credit is going to make sense. Is it going to put you in a better financial situation and reduce your payments? Yeah. Because at the end of the day, I mean, we want to put you into a situation that is comfortable, and we want to make sure that it's a benefit.
For sure. Well, and the thing is, it's similar to like a roof. It's not always the fun use,
right.
But at the same time, you know, when you really kind of get into like some of the numbers of it, you've got a credit card that, you know, has like a 25% interest rate nowadays. You know, you could get a home equity line of credit for what's kind of like a going-ish rate roughly.
Yeah, so it is based off prime, plus you usually have a margin tied to it depending on your credit score as well. So, your rate can be a little bit different, but if you're looking at a 23% on a credit card, we're not even close to that rate.
Right. And so with that, I mean, that already is saving you thousands over the course of your debt and however much you might have.
Absolutely.
And so just to give a little bit of relief in a time right now where I think we all need a little bit of relief, grocery prices, gas prices, everything. So it's streaming services, right?
I mean, right.
That's the same content, the same movies from 5 years ago. But no, now they're,
your price keeps going up.
$25 for a stream. It's crazy. So yeah, I think we're all looking for a little bit of that relief, and to know that there's some products like that, it's really good. So how can listeners, again, get in connected with us at LMCU and maybe learn more about home equity?
Yeah. Meet with a branch representative, a personal banking advisor at the branch. Give us a call. Our consumer lending department handles those, and they do a great job explaining what products we have and how it can benefit them. Or you can actually just apply online at lmcu.org under the home equity section, and the application will come through and we'll have someone touch base with you.
So I think it's important for our listeners to know, you know, obviously the Fed did meet and nothing really has changed, which, you know, it was kind of to be expected, right?
Right.
But I guess for those that are listening, what can our members and those that are in the community kind of start to at least kind of expect if things kind of are staying the same? What kind of things can they continue to expect?
Well, for rates that are tied to prime, they're going to stay the same. There's not going to be a lot of movement there. But for like the first mortgage, you could still see some ups and downs on first mortgage rates just because they're tied to a live market that's moving every day. But other than that, it is what it is. We're going to see a lot of the same rates in front of us for a little bit of time here.
Sure. And I mean, I know that there are some listeners that are like, man, it would have been great to have the rates go down. Who doesn't want the rates to go down?
Right.
But at the same time, there is something to still be said about just some of the stability. There's just seems like there's been a lot of back and forths or just a lot of the change. And so to have some stability, I think also can be a benefit for people's budgets. They can kind of have something that they can rely on for some of that time. So I think there's pros and cons to it all, but I think the best thing about staying kind of, you know, at level is you can kind of expect the same thing for right now.
And at some point, we're going to get to what the Fed calls a neutral rate.
Sure.
And I can tell you, the one thing I am sure of is that it is greater than zero. So there will be a time where the Fed pauses, and that's the rate.
Yeah, I love that. That's really good. So with Fed rates, you know, kind of staying standard, how does that really impact a HELOC? Does that really have a major, you know, bearing on that?
Not really. So people who have debt or have the home equity line of credit out there, they already know what their payment's going to be.
Yeah.
And then people taking out new lines of credit will be able to tell them what their rate is. And that's what it is until it changes.
And it's probably nice, too, for those that, you know, do have like a HELOC of whenever the Fed does meet, it probably has a little bit more bearing in that.
Yeah.
I wonder if like, is my payment going to go up a little? Is it going to go down? Or can I just continue to expect it to stay where I'm budgeted for?
Yeah. And what's really cool about LMCU's home equity line of credit is we have a 10-year draw period where you can actually take what you need off your line of credit, and it's interest only based for your payment during those 10 years. After that 10-year period ends, it goes into a fixed rate and it's amortized for the next 15. So your payment is going to be the same for the next 15 years.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So that's really cool to realize. I didn't realize all that. Basically, what you pay down in your for your first 10 years essentially would just be towards
just the interest. Yep. Okay. And then at once you're over that 10 years, then it's principal and interest. And you can always pay extra too.
Sure,
if you want to pay extra toward it and bring that balance down, feel free.
Absolutely. That's always good, right? Yeah. So a lot of flexibility. I love that. So again, for listeners, if you're looking for an opportunity to, you know, maybe tap into your home's equity, you might have some projects or, you know, like we were saying, you know, debt does creep in and, you know, just to have that ability to maybe have a lower payment than what you're used to on a credit card, give LMCU a call. Give, you know, stop into a branch. Give us a call. We've got incredible staff, as you know, here that you get to see on the podcast. But so many great products beyond just our HELOCs as well that can really help save you and your family more money. So thank you both for being on Wallet Wisdom.
Thank you.
You know, we'll have to have you both back on to talk more when, you know, if the rates are going to change and we can see what that looks like too.
All right. Sounds great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation as much as I did. If you've got questions or ideas for future podcast episodes, be sure to drop them in the comments below. Also, if you haven't already, consider subscribing and ringing that bell to stay up to date on future episodes on YouTube. You can also like and follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you on the next one.